Hi, Tamu. Tim Campbell here.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well. In the relative size of your career, your time in Winnipeg was a very minority of that time. Can you tell me why that time here mattered so much to you?
Well, obviously, that was my first NHL team, and obviously starting there was, I always said that the hockey is just so big thing, and all the fans and this whole city makes
The players feel so special and everything. So it was just it's a dream come true to start the career in Canada, and obviously all the memories that I have there, it's just so awesome.
Thank you.
We will take the next question from the site of Ryan Kennedy. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, Tamu. Just a quick question about the Ducks this season. You still have a great array of talent, but it's been a struggle to get wins. What do you think has happened to this squad this year?
That's a good question. You know, we have almost tried everything, and there's a lot of nights that there's a lot of things missing, and obviously the confidence is the biggest issue right now. You know, I think we can all do it, but for some reason our team is so fragile right now. And one bad mistake, and it's seems to me that every time it's in our own net, so we can't even get any breaks. But we still believe that we have a good team here, and we can turn this around. But it has been tough road so far. But it's a big challenge for us right now to turn this around and go the right direction.
Thank you.
We will next go to the site of Jim Matheson with Edmonton Journal. Please go ahead. Your line
is
open.
Hello, Timo. Question for you. What went through your mind when you got the phone call in Winnipeg that you were traded? Were you thinking, are you kidding me? Or did you think, oh, well, I heard my name out there, and yeah, I can trade.
Well, you know what? I was shocked. Obviously, what happened 2 weeks before, the new Winnipeg owners called me on the road, and there were some rumors before that they might trade one of us three, Zhamnov and Keith Kachuk or myself, and the owner called me 2 weeks before and said, don't worry about those rumors. You just play hockey, and you're going to be a big part of our future down in Phoenix. And that's why I didn't really expect to get traded, but I remember that phone call. It was tough, and especially when your first trade is always really hard because you almost feel that you have failed, a couple of days later, I realized, this is going to be a great new opportunity for myself, and, it has been a great road down here, too.
Now, another question. When Bobby Ryan's name came up as a possibility in the trade, did you step back and say, Winnipeg traded me when I was an awfully good player, and years later they didn't really get, much of a return for me. So all those talk about Bobby Ryan getting traded, that should be silly too?
A little bit. Obviously, when the team is struggling, there's all kind of rumors what's gonna happen. And obviously, this time, so far, the coaches, they paid the price, and it was not really their fault. So, even I heard this rumors about Bob, I hope he's not going anywhere. He's an unbelievable hockey player, and we know how important he can be for this franchise. So I think right now we are very appreciative that Bob Murray has been so patient with this thing and not to do anything more than that. But, still, as a player, we know that we have responsibilities, and if he can't do it, there's something can happen. So, the pressure is for sure our side.
Thanks, Teal.
The next question comes from the site of Scott Edmonds. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yeah, thanks. I was going to ask you about the trade, but I think you've already answered that. I know it stung at the time. How long did it take you to sort of put it into perspective?
Obviously, first couple of days, I was just totally shocked about what happened. But, when you start learning this business a little more and how this works and how excited I am with the new franchise, they really wanted me here. And you almost want to move on as soon as possible. But, especially coming from Finland, because we don't have that the culture there that you, somebody's going to get traded. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that they play whole career in the same team. So it was just kind of weird business to realize and face that, you know, that it's there's no feelings and, you know, it's just, you know, you can get traded anytime and there's no control with that. So that was a big adjustment here. And obviously, when you get older and you know this business a little better, you're going to accept it a little better. But when you're young and you get traded, it's really, really tough.
The next question comes from the site of Dan Rosen with NHL.com. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hey, Timo, I was talking to Bruce Boudreau. He was talking about how when he went to Washington, there were players there that he knew because he coached them in the minor leagues, and it's different in Anaheim. He's got to introduce a lot of new things and new philosophies and his tactics. How has the first 2 weeks under Boudreau been, and especially maybe the last 2 days where you've finally gotten some good practice time in with a little break in the schedule?
Yeah, obviously it was not easy situation for him to come in, and especially from different conference, and like I said, he didn't know a lot of players here before, and but he has done a great job. Obviously, he's a really positive guy, and obviously we have been watching a lot of videos, and obviously there's a lot of things what he wants to bring this for this hockey club with the system wise, and everything takes a little time to dial in, you know. So that's why we all have been patient and watching a lot of videos, a lot of teaching. So so far so good, and you know we can be a good hockey team again. So I can't wait when we can turn this around and start winning games and enjoy the game. And I know that Bruce and our coaching staff is excited about this situation. It's a big challenge for everybody right now to find a way to turn this around, because you know it has been tough road.
Has he been, you mentioned him being a very positive guy and very optimistic guy. Has he been constantly reminding you guys of the success you can have and have had in this league as a team and how it can happen again, you can get back to it? Is that one of the messages that he's been hammering in?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, if you look at our lineup, you know, we still like what we have. So I think we have all the tools here. Right now, it's just to believe and do the things right and learn the new system and stick with that and stick with our game plans. And just, you know, he always just tried to remind that hard work always pays off. And you know, it's, like I said, it's going to be a challenge for us, and but be in the same boat. And, you know, it's we want to really go forward and start playing well.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the side of Paul Waldy with Globe and Mail. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
I guess I just wanted to ask what it's going to be like for you coming back here on Saturday.
You know, I'm very excited. It's funny, like right when the season came, you know, in the public, then we knew the schedule. I marked that date in my calendar. Even I didn't know if I can play still this year. So obviously, I knew it's going to be very special to have a chance to come back there and play. But I don't really know what to expect, you know. Obviously, it's a long time when I played there last time. So, all the memories that I have, you know, I'm very excited. And I heard that building is rocking, and the people, the fans, I'm, you know, so excited about their team and the whole situation there. So it's going to be a very, very special day there, and can't wait.
Yeah, they booed Shane Doan when he was here, so...
That's funny. Hopefully they're not going to boo for me.
Thanks.
The next question comes from the site of Helene Elliott with the LA Times. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, Temu. I was talking to some people in Winnipeg, and they were saying that they gave up other tickets just so they could go to this game and be there when you return. I mean, it seems like it's been a long time since you played there, but there still seems to be such a strong connection between the fans there and you. Why do you think that is? And also, do you keep in touch with anybody that you knew from your days in Winnipeg?
Yeah, actually, I still have a lot of friends there keep touch with them all the time. And you know, I think, you know, pretty much every place where I have played, you know, I've always had pretty special relationship with the fans. And obviously Winnipeg was really, really special. And like I said earlier, the people, just there's reason why the plates in the cars have friendly Manitoba, because it's really friendly city and unbelievable fans, and it was just great 4.5 years there, and obviously when I got traded, you know, I didn't really have chance to say goodbye for the people and the city. It was, I mean, next day I'm gone. So it's pretty tough the way when you get traded, you know, there's everything is rushing, and you're gonna be gone the next day. So that's why I'm really looking forward to go back there. And obviously, I know there's still a lot of fans that. It's funny when I go to visitor teams' buildings, you know, there's a lot of Winnipeg Jets 13 jerseys there still. So yeah, that makes me feel really good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the side of Paul Friesen with Winnipeg Sun. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thank you. Timo, if last year, if you weren't sure whether you'd be back for this year, what are you saying for next year?
You know, it has been working great that I don't say anything during the season. You know, I still think, like last 5 years, I've been thinking that this has to be my last year. And that's the way, you know, I'm going to think this year also. And see how I feel and everything. But, you know, we all know it's going to get harder and harder. And, you know, I don't know how long my knee is going to hold up also. So, you know, this year I still felt that I want to play, and I still enjoy the game so much, even we have been struggling so badly. But, you know, the passion and the fun for the game, you know, that's the only reason I'm still playing. And obviously I had to value it about my enjoyment and everything after the season, see how much fun it was and if I'm ready to push it again. But right now I just still feel this is it, and go from there.
What role will winning or losing have on your decision, you think?
You know, obviously a little bit. You know, I still think we have a really good team here, and even the standings doesn't show that right now, but I've been very lucky lately that the last five, six years I have played with a very good team and really with the great players. So that's the biggest reason I'm still playing. So, obviously when you go through some tough time like we are right now, it's not so much fun than playing well and winning. So, you know, after the season I have to be honest and see how much I enjoyed and then I know more that what I'm gonna do.
Thank you. We'll take one more question for Temu.
Okay, the last question will come from the site of Rod Nickel with Thomson Reuters. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Hi, Temu. Just wondering this summer when you were still a free agent, how far talks went with the Jets about possibly returning here?
Well, you know, the Winnipeg called my agent and asked if they can even make an offer. But I told Don Beasley, my agent, earlier that, you know what, it's the biggest question is right now if I can play, not where I'm going to play. You know, obviously, I have been so long time here in Anaheim, and I've been so happy with this franchise and this team. And, you know, there's no way I could leave anymore from here. So I was very honored that they called, but it's too late to move.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Timo, for your time today.
Thank you.
Good luck. Have fun in Winnipeg.
Okay, thanks, bud.
Thanks a lot.